Paul Cézanne was in his late 20s when he painted this portrait of his uncle, Dominique Aubert. Slabs of raw color, applied with the palette knife, evoke the sitter's broad, rough-hewn features. Look, for example, beneath the sitter's right eye, at the swirl of red, or at his lip, suggested by a stroke of red. Mustache and goatee are just a thick circle of black paint. Cézanne gradually refined his bold modeling technique to build form from small, deliberate patches of color. A painter, he noted, must look carefully and consider every brushstroke.
He must do everything with much reflection, because every color touch must contain air, light, the object, the plan, the character, the drawing, and the style. In a word, all that which constitutes a painting.
In the summer and fall of 1866, Cézanne made 9 paintings of his uncle, depicting him in various guises, as a monk, a lawyer, and a man with a turban. Here, his approach is very straightforward and direct. Cézanne's aggressive application of paint reflects his interest in the structure and solidity of forms, which would ultimately inspire the Cubists at the turn of the following century. Despite the imagination of this portrait, Cézanne was notoriously difficult to get along with. His fiery temperament and antipathy to people led him to gradually withdraw from society. To hear how the artist described himself, his character, and philosophy, press 3271.